I'm not one to criticize the work of our law enforcement personnel, but if they'd called me into the case a little sooner... Oh, well, things turned out well enough. In fact, they turned out great. We got all the saddles and bridles back. I was restored to my position as head of ranch security and, get this, received many pats on the head and 13 good dogs from Sheriff Hathaway and Deputy Kyle. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. But even more heart-rending was the ceremony on the front porch after the officers left the ranch. The special guest of honor turned out to be, well, me, you might say, and it turned out to be a very moving and emotional ceremony. After disposing the ranch's highest award for bravery upon me, bestowing, I should say, after the so forth, Loper apologized for screeching at me and calling me hateful names. And then, you won't believe this, Sally Mae herself delivered a long and touching speech about... Okay, maybe it wasn't so long and maybe it wasn't so touching, but it was a speech, sort of. What she said was that she was now willing to... How did she put it? She was now willing to zero out my long list of sins, crimes, and buffoonery, and start all over with our relationship. Does it get better than that? Not on this ranch. And before we find out what Sally Mae meant by buffoonery, let's shut her down and get some sleep. Case, wait a minute, hold everything. I forgot about Jake. You're probably wondering what happened to him. Here's the deal. After all the ceremonies and so forth were over, after the cheers of the crowd had faded into memories, Slim began wondering what had become of Jake. After looking around for half an hour, he finally called me into the case. I led him straight to the pickup and pointed toward the tarp in the back. He jerked it back, and there was Jake, glaring at us. Guess what he said? He said,
"Get off this ship, you squids, or I'll have you walking the plank."
About an hour later, a pickup rolled into headquarters. It was Jake's owner, a tall, skinny guy with a beard named Bill. That was the name of the man, not the beard. Beards don't. Skip it. The point is that Jake was his dog. Bill turned out to be a gold prospector from somewhere, and he was looking for the long-lost King Solemnly's mine. Loper explained that we were fresh out of gold mines on the ranch, and they left. As they drove away, Jake was standing up in the back of the pickup, like a captain looking out to sea. And that's about the end of the story. Pretty good one, huh? You bet. Case closed. I just wish Beulah had been there.